We're going to get started so that other people coming in will feel bad that they missed the beginning. Can you hear me? I probably don't even need this, but it makes me feel really awesome. It makes me feel awesome to have this, so I'm going to use it. All right, first of all, guys, thank you very much for coming down to Iron Cartoons. This is the first time that we've done it out here, and so I'm excited. So let me explain, first of all, what Iron Cartoonist is. We have these three cartoonists that have all been personally selected by me, who will be competing for points and for the title of Iron Cartoonist. I also have my judges. I'll introduce everybody in a minute. But so here's the thing. Every round, they're going to have to draw some kind of random theme, interesting kind of things. But in a lot of the rounds, I need help. I need help from you guys. Well, I'll let you know. I might need an idea. I might need, I don't know, an object, an animal, something like that. And that's where you guys come in, okay? And you can come up with the most kind of random, crazy stuff. Now, there's another thing. Chris, can you hold up the envelope I gave you?
Yes, I can.
So this is a wrench card. Certain rounds will be wrench rounds. And I'll let you guys know, and I'll let my cartoonists know when there's a wrench round. Whoever wins that round gets a wrench card. Inside those envelopes is a random item. Cartoonists, when you get a wrench card, so for example, if you were to win, you get to select, when you win, you get to select an envelope, and you get to look at what's in there, okay? Later on in the game, at the beginning of a round, you get to play it on one of your opponents. If one of your opponents, any of you, gets this wrench card, you have to incorporate whatever is in that envelope. You keep it a secret. You have to incorporate that thing into whatever you're drawing. All right? The judges will be deciding who incorporates it the best, all that good stuff. So, guys, let's just get to it. First of all, I want to do my judges first. We have Chris Duffy right here. Let's give him a round of applause. Next to him, Brandon Dayton. Next to him, Tori Wolcott. And then my cartoonist up here, I have Keen Sue. Rachel Polk. And Samantha Kyle. And guys, feel free to root for your favorite cartoonist. Feel free to boo and hiss the judges if you feel like they're not making a good decision. All right, you guys are encouraged to really participate. But I just want to get started. And this one's going to be simple. This round is going to be simple. No random elements, nothing.
Oh, how much time do we have to draw these?
You'll only have a couple of minutes. There's going to be some music playing. And essentially, when the music is over, you're over.
Okay?
So this first round, it's not Jeopardy music. This first round, here's what I want to know. I always think about like people who work in the woods, like lumberjacks and things like that, and if lumberjacks ever play video games. So I want you to show me a lumberjack video game. Ready? And we'll go. Judges, feel free to comment if you see anything interesting happening.
I feel free to comment.
Interesting things happening. There are people drawing. They are doing it well. Some of them are using pens. No, I believe all of them are using pens and wearing clothes.
So do we have anyone in here who plays video games? Okay, do we have any lumberjacks?
Is that a positive or a negative?
Okay, we got more of a hobbyist lumberjack though, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, no, with me it's an avocation.
But, yeah. I already like the like pixelated look that you guys are going for.
It's hard to represent video games with Sharpie. But I'm feeling it from all three contestants.
I'm seeing some strong lines.
And that's it. All right, guys, round of applause.
Yay.
It's tough to get up here and do that. All right. All right, judges. Yeah, well, that'll come later. Judges, take a minute, look over, and then we'll come to you guys. I should say, too, there may be some biases happening here because some of the people up here may or may not be married to each other. And I'm personally interested to see how that dynamic will play out.
If I may go first with my comments.
Tori.
I'm going to start from the end and work closer towards me.
Okay.
I would say that though there is some excellent line work in Mr. Sue's stuff, I will have to say that his procrastination with doing the dishes does affect the shading and is going to make me have to subtract some points from there.
Tough but fair.
I do really like the use of a console in number two, which I think is fantastic. Okay. I was very nervous over here. And I'm blanking on what the word I'm looking for the shirt. What is it? Flannel. The flannel is fantastic. So I think I'm going to have to go with contestant number three for my point because of use of flannel.
All right. So that is Samantha. That's a point for Samantha. Brandon, let's go to you.
Yeah, so I think the concepts we got here are really interesting. I like this idea of the lumberjack crossing the river to get to the toilet. I'm not sure why that's happening. Santa Claus holding a flag is some going on there. And we've got, Devo chopping lumber at the end. So, some very interesting takes on the lumberjack concept. I mean, I haven't had lunch yet, so I do have to kind of like go towards the flying burrito and Samantha. So that's
hey, all right.
That's what I'm going to go for. I'm going to go with
Samantha. It's another point for Samantha.
Yeah. I think Mr. I need Duffy. A new prescription for my glasses. I can only really see Samantha, so I'm just going to vote for her.
All right, Samantha swept that round.
You can just pay us after check or card after for yeah.
Burritos.
It's up to you. Flying burritos. You can rip them or flip them. All right, guys, we're on to round two, and this is going to be the first wrench round. So this means whoever wins this round will get to select a wrench card from one of the judges. All right, this round, here's what I want. I'm just going to give you a title, all right? I want you to take a look at me because I am vain and egotistical, and I want to see how wonderfully you draw me. And I also want to see my dinner with Dracula. But hold on. What are we eating? I need you guys to tell me what kind of cuisine we're eating. Yeah, what are we eating? Spaghetti.
Blood shake.
Sushi. Sushi, spaghetti, blood shake.
That just sounds so
wrong. Wow. Oh, my stomach's turning a little bit just thinking about it, actually. All right. Ready? And let's go.
I feel Sam is right in.
Quick to the beginning. Yeah. Starting very fast. Nice and loose at the end there.
I do want to point out that as the host, I can ultimately decide who wins or loses the round. So I would keep that in mind.
I think Keen may have been a portrait artist at some point in his career.
What's that?
I think Keen may have been a portrait artist at some point in his career.
No, he's fantastic.
Looks a lot like Keen. So, like, could this just be a meal that the two have had together?
The same thing. That's how Keen draws himself.
That explains so much.
You mean like when he casually makes references to like the 1700s, like he was there?
Yeah, like neighbors keep vanishing. It's a whole thing.
I actually have never seen three cartoonists this calm during Iron Cartoonist. Maybe you need to turn up the heat a little bit.
You think so?
Maybe.
You need to turn up the heat? I have to say, everybody is doing really well. I feel like maybe I haven't...
with our cartoonist.
This is a battle.
This one's a little long, so we can probably like... All right, guys, you know what? Let's give them a 10 count, all right? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom. Nice job. Nice job. All right, judges. I'm not feeling very good.
But you're looking fantastic.
Fabulous.
All right, judges, this time let's start at the other end. Let's start with, are you ready? Unless you're...
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hold on, I just have
Chris,
to...
Chris, go ahead.
I like how you just wrote blood shake.
Well, you can't shake.
Why do you get color?
Because I had one hidden up my...
I think all three did a great job in this one. It was really hard to decide. But ultimately, it came down to how weird does Zach look?
I knew that would be my deciding factor.
Do you mean in person or do you mean in their drawings?
Well, I think what I'm saying is I want, you know, the one that represents you the best.
This
and in this case, I think it was Rachel.
Brandon, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, I think that Kenny and Samantha did an admirable job. I mean, I'm not sure what I think about green blood shake. I have some serious issues with that.
Minting.
It is minting. But, you know, I try to think about what I think of when I think about Zach, and it's not a hairless patch of skin. It's hair. So, I mean, the one thing I might say is there enough? Rachel, did you go far enough? But, you know, at least you tried, so I'm going to go with Rachel. Yeah, yeah.
Tori?
Again, I feel like Sam. I had to lose some points for Sam for the green shamrock shake, unfortunately. And
Tough but fair.
And Keen, again, I feel like dinner was a bit subpar last week. So I also am going to have to go with Rachel and Cousin It.
That round was another sweep. Rachel, since this was a wrench round, please go to the judge of your choice and select an envelope.
Keen, we're still accepting donations, so you still have a chance.
You do a cute picture.
Rachel, I want you to look at the contents of that envelope. Keep it to yourself. At the beginning of the next round or any subsequent round, once the music starts, you can play that envelope on either Keen or Sam.
Once it starts?
When the round starts.
Oh, okay.
No, don't show.
Sounds like it's gonna be Keen's getting really competitive now.
All right, guys, some more help.
That's so neat.
I need some mythological figures, mythological creatures. I saw you shot up immediately. Give me a mythological creature. A hydra. Perfect.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is it?
Phoenix.
Oh, a phoenix. Hydra, a phoenix.
Big,
he's not, he's real. But I'll allow it. I'll allow it. I mean. Oh, see, there you go. All right, I'll allow it. So let me see. So we have phoenix, hydra. No, hydra, Bigfoot. All right. Guys, show me what happens when these mythological creatures have, like, a boring office temp job. The modern day. All right? Go.
That is such a tempting wrench card.
I like the theme of the music.
I feel it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Keen, are you just drawing me again?
More hair. Pro tip, more hair.
More hair. Guys, this isn't easy. Let's hear it for them while they're drawing.
Come
let's
on.
Do it.
Come on. Come on, guys. This is office work. Come on. Let's give it up for office work.
Office work, you guys. Come on. A lot of people work in offices. Let's
I
hear it.
I see a keyboard. I see a book. And
I'm
what else?
It's like a ledger.
Oh, a ledger. Oh, and then somebody's goofing off.
A spell is being cast on a waffle, I see.
I'm really liking the feathers. There's some good feather action happening over here.
I can't believe it.
All right, guys, ready? We're going to turn up the heat. 10, 9, 8,
I thought it was an
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Very good. Very good. It's here. All right, judges, take it in. Let it soak. Actually, you guys all look pretty sure.
Not even try. I think we're getting a perspective on everybody's work ethic through these.
Things just got personal.
All right, let's start in the middle. Brandon, what do you think?
You know, this was a really tough one. I was really kind of split between Samantha and Keen just because those are the most accurate representation about how I spend my day at work. you know,
kind of an all or nothing kind of thing.
Yes, you know, I think on the end of the day I had to lean with Keen just because I love the duck face on Bigfoot, you know, and that's a guy that I want on my Instagram, so that's...
All right, Keen.
Is it Keen?
Yeah.
Tori, what do you got?
I gotta say, there's a lot of really strong showings here. But I guess I'm gonna have to go with Kane as well.
Oh.
As well.
This one was no contest.
As we all know, comics are about drawing the most lines. While representing something lazy. So, it's the K-Man.
Hey, all right.
I think I'm going to have to start calling him the K-Man, though.
The K-Man.
K-Man.
All right, guys. Next round. This is the next wrench round. Here's what I need again. I need a famous person. A famous person. There's some adults in this crowd, too. I want to hear from you guys, all right? This isn't just, you know, it's from everybody. From everybody. You know, give me a famous person. Paul McCartney.
Oh.
Paul McCartney, the well-known pole vaulter. Yes.
Among this crowd anyway, Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman.
Jacket, sunglasses.
Neil Gaiman.
You don't even need
yes.
Body.
I want to see
you. Amelia Earhart.
All right.
Amelia Earhart, Neil Gaiman, Paul McCartney. No, I'm sorry. You guys have to do all three of them.
Oh.
What? And here's the other thing. The three of them, it's fun. So I read this really amazing book, if you allow me just one second to kind of indulge. I read this amazing book that you guys should read at some point, right? So it's actually about Paul McCartney and Amelia Earhart and Neil Gaiman. Turns out, like, they actually all went to high school together. It was weird. But when they grew up, they were like, let's take a trip together. Let's go on like a safari. And it's like this whole book, it's fascinating about their safari all together. And just, if you guys could just recreate a moment from their safari, I would just, oh, it would mean so much to me. So the three of them on safari, this is for a wrench round, and I think we should probably start. Did I mention the rounds don't get easier as we go? We are looking for accurate representation.
I want a likeness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful chosen music, by the way. Perfect for this one.
Yeah.
You can clap if you like. I mean, you can sing along. There's no words, but there you go.
Oh, I want to know what's happening to Amelia Earhart in this particular Keen representation.
She's kind of turning into the Cure, Amelia Earhart, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, is that her? Is that her?
I think that's supposed to be her with the like, with the Edward Scissorhands hair. No, is that Neil Gaiman? Maybe that's Neil
Gaiman. That's Neil.
She's got the glasses.
Oh, she looks like more like Velma. Ooh, big cats. Pachyderms. Oh, points for the aviator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got the Aquabats behind
the bush. Coming up from behind, in the middle there. We're in for the lead. But this is a very adorable elephant.
Yep.
Rachel, is that Darth Vader?
You mean it's always in darkness?
I didn't mean... No.
I with that one.
So Darth Vader.
I know
Darth
who
Vader
it was, Zach. I know who it was.
If I lose, I blame you.
I will say, I have done Iron Cartoonist a number of times, and I think I may have picked three of the fastest cartoonists that I've used for this.
I think I'm able to make my decision.
this is getting tough competition.
All right, let's give him that 10 count.
The
10
animal from the Muppets?
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nice. Round of applause.
Yay. I'm going to have to step up.
Wow.
All right, judges, take a moment.
Should we confer?
Wait. I'm not even going to ask.
Neil Gaiman is always in darkness.
No, I thought... They're camping out. All right. Judges. Now remember, this is for a wrench round. So we'll start back with you, Tori.
Now this is a really, really tight one. Mm-hmm. But that elephant is adorable. So I'm going to have to go with Sam.
Yeah. All right.
It's the cutest elephant I've ever seen.
Yeah, this one is really, really tough. I love the frightening hole of darkness that is Neil Gaiman that threatens to devour all of us. And you know, there's something about Sam's Paul McCartney that's gonna give me nightmares tonight, which is actually a plus. But you know, I really like imagining Neil Gaiman, Paul McCartney, and Amelia Earhart as finger puppets on my hand, and Keane does that the best. So I'm going with Keane.
All right,
that's Keane.
Keane.
I hate to do this, but it's still going to be a tie.
Oh, boy.
Her people were just, they just seem like they are responsible safariers.
And they're so natural.
In the vehicle.
I feel like it's...
They're so natural. They're one with nature.
Clearly, they ventured past the sign that said, giant house cat ahead.
All right, so the winner of that round is Keen. Wait.
It was a tie. It was a three-way tie.
Oh, that complicates things.
He's all like, right. Yeah, I haven't actually planned for this.
You guys, I gave you a script, I thought.
Oh. Doesn't somebody get a wrench right now?
Yeah.
No, because it was a tie.
No, because it's a tie. I'm going to say nobody gets the wrench card, but we will move the wrench card to the next round. And if it's a tie there, then I'm going to have to think quick on my feet. How about that? All right. This round, Rachel, don't forget, you have your wrench card. I'm just letting you know. All right.
Rachel, please use your wrench card.
I need an occupation, something like kind of like really normal and you know, common. What do you got?
Doing your laundry.
Okay, so we'll call it people that work at a laundromat. How about that? Laundromatists.
Laundromatador.
Matador.
Librarians, okay, appropriate for the venue. What do you got?
Accountant.
All right, let's do an accountant. Let's do librarians, and let's do laundromatists. All right? Now, I want to see a group of these people who are fed up with their jobs, so they quit and started a metal band. I'm talking big hair, explosions, the whole thing. We'll make this a wrench round. Go!
Wrench!
Oh!
In the future, can we always have a barbaric cry after handing off the wrench card?
Does anybody else want to give her an axe? Like, I just feel like just have an axe all the time.
Wait, give me an axe?
Yeah, just so that you have it all the time. But like a barbarian's axe, obviously.
Feel free to put horns in an upward motion. Oh, I like the movement there.
It's a guitar, but like a triple guitar.
Keep going.
Go, cartoonists!
Guys, tell the cartoonists how much they rock right now.
You rock!
Put your lighters in the air for the cartoonists. Is that a thing people do anymore?
They do phones.
It's phones now.
They do phones.
Is it actually phones?
Well, you can't smoke, so nobody has lighters, right?
It's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
You don't want a fire hazard at a heavy metal concert.
That's true. You have to think of
hair products.
Very safe. Safety.
All right, guys. Let's do a five count. Five,
four, three, two, one.
Very good. All right, round of applause. Woo! All right, judges.
All right, I'm ready.
So should I explain my wrench card?
What did you? Well, yeah, because this might influence the judges a little bit. So
I was given from Rachel, my arch nemesis, a wrench card which was Elf on a motorcycle.
Very good.
That's pretty metal.
Chris, let's start with you.
Everybody did a good job. I feel, though, that the most complete job working thematically with the previous occupation of the metalhead is the... I guess that's a washing machine, as the drum set. I thought that was really clever. That sold me on the plaid shirt guy.
All right.
Yeah, I thought Samantha's and Keen's were both incredibly ambitious, either in amount of necks on guitars or fold kits of bands and motorcycles. And the are those stink flies flying around? Okay.
They're on strike. They're not washing
them on. Oh, okay, they're on strike. Yeah, okay. Clever, but, you know, I'm really partial to the fact that you know, Zach's making a reappearance on Rachel's, so I'm going to go with Rachel's.
Should have given more beard.
More beard, yeah.
It's like more cowbell, right? More beard.
I also really liked the energy in Rachel's, and a three-part guitar makes me think of one of my local Toronto bands who play a three-part guitar. But I am going to have to go with a washing machine drum kit.
All right.
We'll have to go with you.
Oh. All right, Keen, you won that round. Feel free to go over and select a wrench card from either Chris or Brandon. Yeah, it kind of gets in your head, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, next round. This will also be for a wrench card, okay? I need some kind of animal, and I will give you this. It can be a real animal, or it can be a not real animal. You have the most excited look on your face. What do you got?
Just want to be chosen.
Okay, wow. Giant dragon made of garlic. All right. I'm going to take a little bit of mercy on these guys. We'll just keep it as a dragon. What do you got? Ooh, a cuttlefish. Very nice. Yes. A what? Okay. So we'll call it a dragon, a llama, and a cuttlefish. A dragon, a llama, and a cuttlefish.
I wanted a cuttlefish! Ha! Dang it!
I'll
You guys can swap.
I'll swap.
All right.
Swap.
I want to see these animals competing in a sporting event. Okay? Ooh. And you know what? I'm going to make it, let's do curling, shot put, luge.
Ooh.
Ready? And go.
Down a sled. Come on, you're Canadian. You didn't know your winter sports.
I don't know sports.
It's the Ann Arbor Winter Olympics here, folks.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful day at the Animal Olympics here in sunny Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Do we have an up-close and impersonal portrait of one of these contestants?
It's a warm and sunny day in the Ann Arbor,
so,
Michigan.
So, Samantha, how are you feeling on this day in sport?
I love cuttlefish.
And there you have it. She loves cuttlefish.
That was the most sophisticated sports interview I've ever heard.
Yeah. Right? I would be great at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they look like.
How do you like sport?
What?
And what is your favorite of sport?
All of them.
All of the sport?
I love all of them.
Ah.
Every single one.
I like the one that has balls.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that covers a lot of them.
Yes, and jumping.
Jumping.
Balls and jumping.
Jumping is a good one.
Important.
Do you like jumping ball?
I love jumping ball.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Who's up for a round of jump ball?
Cuttlefish. Cuttlefish are into it.
Is that the one where they do the home dunks dunks per every goal?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Keen, how are you feeling about your chances this round with the luge?
I am so confident, I'm going to stop drawing right now.
Seeing some shakes and sweats from the other contestants. All right, guys, and we're finishing up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And there's the buzzer. I'm making a lot of appearances today. I'm a llama. Okay, sure. I'm a llama. All right. I'll take
all
it.
That hair, man.
It's all that hair and that long, gangly neck. All right. I haven't started with you in a while, Mr. Dayton.
Yes.
What do you got?
Some very interesting things going on here, but, you know, I think I'm going to go with Samantha because the cuttlefish deserves whatever's happening to him. So, yeah, I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
Please. Help me.
So that was a point for Sam, yes?
Sam. Yeah.
Got it. Very good. All right, Tori.
Though I think there were some really good showings, again, I'm going to have to go with Sam as well.
Ooh.
Mostly because that cuttlefish's facial expression is the best thing I've ever seen.
What is the facial expression telling you?
That it's so happy to be there.
Oh, okay.
I like how it just has a handle glued onto the
That's where it would go, I think. I'm going to have to go with Rachel because I like the pose. I like the reference to Jack and also to Zach, and also you know, America.
America, there you go. Sam,
you're a true patriot, Chris. That's
your reward is
you.
A wrench card. The only wrench card left. It is right under Brandon's seat. All right, guys. We've only got 2 rounds left.
Always comes to those who need it.
And right now, we actually have a tie right now.
Oh, we still have a tie?
We have a tie for first place. Keen and Sam are tied for first place.
Aww.
And Rachel is in second place.
Oh. But bless her heart,
Rachel's
been hustling.
All right. Guys, give me a foreign country. By foreign country, I mean a country that's not the United States. What do you... Yeah. What's that? I'll allow Canada. What was it?
China.
Israel. Yes. Thailand. All right. So let's do Thailand.
Do the, like,
let's do China. And let's do Israel. This will be interesting. This will be interesting.
It would be interesting.
Oh, right back at you.
You gotta, wow.
That
representations of Israel, though.
Yeah, you guys did.
Not many options.
Yeah.
Keith.
Maybe some art. Is there?
Really? Well, you will do your best. Yes. Do your best. All right. I want to see, like, a guy. I'm kind of going to create this character as we go. I want to see a guy kind of missing teeth, all right? I want to see, like, no shirt, overalls, just one up, you know?
So Zach.
Hair.
So
it's me again. And I want to see this guy kind of, you know, like he's come out of the swamp or he's come out of, you know, something like that, visiting this foreign country and what his adventure is like there, all right? Can you handle it?
Is this guy you? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I mentioned how vain I was, right?
I thought you'd think the show was
about you. It kind of is. Is there another one? Yeah, go ahead, start.
I got the reference.
What is it, though? What is the reference to?
Sorry.
It's possible that you think this song is about you. He said, "I'm so vain."
Oh, yeah. I do that.
That's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
That this would be one of those.
Someone's gonna have a little suspense.
You're really gonna mess up Zach's flow on this one.
Oh, panda is the symbol of China.
It's totes adorbs.
And
she gets the sympathy for me.
Burin.
Which one got which?
China.
I don't know. Is that Israel?
Could be. There's a word I don't know down there.
Burin.
All right, I'm seeing robots. I'm seeing pandas. I'm seeing... I'm not sure what I'm seeing. I'm still not sure what I'm seeing.
Oh, is that a Hasid?
See, the Ryan Van Buren, it's a Hasid Jew.
Samantha, I have to say, I'm not sure what I'm looking at, but I know as I go to sleep tonight, that's all I'm going to be seeing.
Or it's the guy. Or it's Zach.
It's kosher burritos.
Yeah.
Or it's that.
All right, guys, what do you think? Should we give him 10? Should we give him 10? Oh, you want to give him 20? All right, we'll let him go for a little longer.
Oh, and that one's about Zach as a robot visiting Thailand.
Interesting.
And he's saying, this one's bringing a lot of text. Kill all humans. And you know it's a robot.
You okay?
Yes.
All right.
What?
The music's over. Let's give him a hand.
Yeah. This is a tough one.
So we had two wrench cards that went out. Yeah. Keen, yeah.
Giant robot with trust issues.
Samantha, what did you have?
Martin Van Buren.
Now, it's funny that you say that. Martin Van Buren. If anyone is, you'll notice there's a code up here.
What?
That says Martin Van Buren. So there's your code. Well, dang it, if you're doing that.
Well, I
kind of forgot. All right. Good showing. Who shall I start with? Chris, because you look ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I wish I could give the points or whatever to each one of the contestants this time. I thought everybody did a great job.
I enjoyed the Kill All Humans theme even before I knew it was about trust issues. The China is awesome. You know, I'm not a big fan of the word awesome, but that guy looks like he really feels like it's awesome. I'm really feeling it. And this last one, I mean, that is probably the best representation of a Van Buren that I've seen outside of the portraits of Martin Van Buren. It's clever. It communicates quickly, and to me, it says Israel. I don't know who to give the prize to, so basically what I'm going to say is I would love to give it to all three, so I'm just going to erase the names of the two people whose shoes I don't like as much as the third person's. Yeah, I think Sam wins.
All right.
I was going to say, mine look like I've been waiting in the blood of my enemy.
Just in case you guys couldn't see this awesome visual representation, she wrote, did you already read this? No. It says, all kinds of stuff from Israel. I don't know what it looks like. Guys, sorry.
Just draw a highly saline lake. Is it that difficult? Come on.
In the ocean, actually. Yeah. Let's see.
All right, Brandon.
All right, this one, again, was pretty tough. The attachment to Israel is kind of a stretch there, although the Van Buren, brilliant. I love that. The drunk robot, also fantastic. You know, but the panda, totes adorbs, so I'm going with Rachel. Woo! You know.
I do really like the expressions on the faces of the people with the robot, which is amazing. And what I love about the Van Buren is that it does really say Israel to me. It literally says the word Israel. And I like that a lot. But that panda is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Whoa!
She's taking the lead, I think.
Oh, no.
Is that a three-way tie?
No, I think...
No.
Wouldn't Rachel pull ahead?
You were Sam.
I voted for Sam.
And two Rachels.
Two Rachels.
Three-way tie.
Yeah.
So, like I said, three-way tie. Oh, geez. It's about to get real in here.
All right, guys. This is our last round.
Turn it up.
So I want you to think... I need, we kind of talked about famous people before. I need like a celebrity, you know, like I don't know. What do you got? Taylor Swift. That's perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And I need another. Let's do a male celebrity. Let's do a male celebrity. Johnny Depp and Taylor Swift. This is perfect. I'm casting them in my movie. I'm going to contact them right now. And hear that? No. So I've been working on this movie script. The name of it, it takes place on a beach in the future. I'm calling it, what am I calling it? I'm calling it my Space Fight Beach Party 70,000. Okay, that's the title of my movie. I can't. Space Fight Beach Party 70K. And what I need you guys to do, I'm not going to pay you, okay, but you'll get a lot of exposure. I need you guys to design a poster that I can go pitch to Hollywood. I need it to sparkle. I need it to pop and all those other buzzwords. All right? So can you design my movie poster with Taylor Swift and Johnny Depp, both starring in Space Fight Beach Party 70K, coming this fall?
I'd see that.
Yeah. I would watch that show.
It's an extra awesome part.
Half a lung.
Half a lung.
Oh, weird. It sure does.
Battle for the lung.
All right.
The back button.
Ah, Keith's bringing out the kissy face again, I see.
Oh. He's already winning points.
Uh-oh.
Duck face. Pulling ahead.
I'm not sure about these logos, though.
We got a lot of duck face coming out.
A lot of duck
now.
Face.
I think it's kissy face.
Kissy face.
Kissy duck face.
Space Fight Beach Party 70K.
Let's give a hand to these guys.
Right? Yeah, let's
go. Working really hard. They have to do likenesses, logos, and beach stuff with space stuff.
You guys are all going to go see this movie, right? Because I kind of... I could use the money. I got a couple of jams that, you know, some movie tickets would really get me out of right now.
So far, we're not having a very good record.
I'm liking the heavy mascara over there.
That says depth to me. I'm more of a Greco man.
I've always leaned Greek.
Oh, there's a comment from the judges that there's not enough space happening.
Space.
All right.
Too much blank space and not enough outer space.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, guys, let's give them 10, 9, 8,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Well done.
Ah.
Sorry, but we're just gonna CG her.
You can try to have her do the soundtrack for it.
We're gonna computer generate.
Well, we can just replace her with a potted plant, right?
Yeah, with motion capture.
A lamp.
All right.
A sexy lamp.
Sorry. Great job, you guys. Let's give them another round of applause before we hear about the judging. All right, Tori, let's start with you. What do you think of my movie? Is this going to be, this is the next big thing, right?
I think it's definitely the next big thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of amazing showings here. But something that was pointed out from the audience, that two of the contestants did put 7,000 instead of 70,000.
Oh.
Which is a mistake. I am going to have to go with Sam for accuracy.
All right.
Technical win.
We focus tested that, and the data we got was that 70K was much more popular with audiences than 7K, so we do have to go with the 70K. Let's do Chris. What do you got?
You know, I thought there maybe wasn't enough beach in Keene's. I thought maybe there wasn't enough space in Sam's. And look at those adorable poses on the drawing by RP.
Oh! All right.
Even though she doesn't have space or beach on hers.
Yeah, you know, I
exactly.
I gotta agree. I really love Samantha's math acumen. We are comic book artists, after all, so you better know what order of magnitude means if you're gonna be drawing silly characters. You know, and I love that Rachel looks like a Michael Bay movie. You know, that's a lot of fun. But you know, I look at Keene's. There's a serrated sword. There's jet fighters, and there's Johnny Depp's dreamy eyes. I want to disappear into. That's a movie I want to see. So I'm going with Keene's.
Keene.
Yeah.
That is a three-way tie again. Guys, we're gonna need a tiebreaker on this one. It's gonna have to happen. So this is what I'm gonna do, Mr. Drozd. I see you lurking back there. Woo! I need your help. Absolutely, since you have absolutely no context. Which do you like best? This is my movie. Which do you think Hollywood would go for? It's starring Taylor Swift and Johnny Depp, but we found
famous
out
producer Jersey Drozd is in the room.
But we found out that Taylor Swift's not going to do the movie, so we're just going to CG her.
Oh, that's even better. So, man, Sam's got kissy faces, right? I mean, kissy faces always attract my attention, for sure. But Rachel's got explosions, and explosions, yes, good, happy. Space fight beach partay. Is that a partay?
Yeah, it's a partay.
He gets points for partay. I can't decide. I'm going to have to go eeny, meeny, mite, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
So Rachel wins that round. All right.
No.
Rachel won that round. Okay. Here's the tally. Now I have, well, hang on. So the truth is this has not happened, but that's all right. You know, this is what's awesome about live events. Stuff happens, right? So we actually currently have a three-way tie for Iron Cartoonist. I have done a two-way tie before for the entire thing. Right now, they're all even. They're all, right? Oh, do you not believe me? I can show you my math. I've been keeping counting. But I got to say, in this three-way tie, I noticed something in this last one that that nobody else commented on, and I don't know if it's accurate, but I'm taking it this way. Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, kid!
You are the... He is the villain trying to steal Taylor Swift away from Johnny Depp.
So I gotta say, I gotta give it to Keen.
You did warn him. You did warn everybody that you were really vain.
I did. I did. I warned you guys. So finally... It's all right. All right. Guys, you guys did an awesome job, all of you. Guys, give them a big round of applause. Samantha Kyle, Rachel Pope, Keen Sue. Guys, please applaud for my judges, Chris Duffy, Brandon Dayton, Tori Wilcott. Thank you guys so much for coming. And thank you so much for your help. I couldn't have done it without you guys.
That was awesome.